All right. Start with injuries. Cribs, as you know, left the game with a concussion. And then Tayshaun Gibson and Usama Young have some knee injuries. So we'll see where that goes. It'll be too early to tell how bad those are tonight. But those are the three injuries I had to report. Tough game, of course. A game like this comes down to a play or two. And I think we can look throughout the game, especially in the second half, and we can all point to a play or two that made the difference in a 7-point game. You know, I thought our guys battled hard. I think that can be said about every game this year. And we got to find a way to get a victory. And we had an opportunity tonight to play a pretty darn good football team and do that. And we fell a couple plays short. So that's the reality of it. And we can point to what plays they are. But we got to find a way to coach a few plays better. And each guy's got to find a way to make one or two more plays. And then we'll get over the top. We're close in a lot of ways. But as I mentioned in the last game, until we quantify it with a win, we got work, a lot of work to do. And so that's where we're at. So anyways, I'll take your questions.
Cribs, I mean, you saw that. He was really
Yeah, he got hit hard. And then, you know, obviously you're concerned anytime that happens. And my understanding is that, you know, he's got banged around, but, you know, we'll see where he's at.
It looked like he was going to be a part of the offensive game plan.
We had plays in there for him. You know, I think, you know, we lost Mo. And so by losing Mo, then, you know, we moved Jordan Norwood up. And so we were trying to use all those guys. And as you saw, you know, so all of them were in and out of there for some reason. We were down skill players, and then we only dressed two tight ends. So that made sense for us to use Josh more.
What happened on the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the intentional?
Yeah, it was on me. Can't do that.
You're just unhappy with Paul.
That's fair.
Hey, what did you see on
Fortunately, we had an opportunity in that drive to shoot a ball in the end zone. I'd have felt worse about it. I can't do that. It's an emotional game, and I got to make sure I keep my emotions in check. I think that's fair to say.
What did you see on the interception for a touchdown?
Made a good play. Guy jumped the route, made a good play. Saw it pretty close, right in front of me.
The last play of the game, I mean, obviously he's got to keep the ball in the end zone, but was it going a little all the way, or was he just looking?
No. We put four guys in the end zone, and then you get one up there. He battled. You know, I think as I go watch the game, you know, there's probably, I mean, watching it from where y'all saw it, you know, I thought he made some good throws. He stood in there. He took some shots and made some throws. I think he made progress as a player tonight. When you really make progress is when you lead your teams to victory.
Any thoughts overall on having the regular reps back? How they handled the game?
No, I thought they handled it great. No, I thought I had all the confidence in the world that this was going to be officiated the right way.
The pass in the end zone that Little couldn't handle, was that a quality should catch him? He's falling back. It's a tough catch, but is that one you'd like him to make?
What do you think?
How did you think it went for Trent tonight?
He battled. You know, he got his rushing yardage, but he got another 60 yards catching and running. So the key for him is to keep him involved, which I think we did. And he's a battler. I think he's got a bright future in this league.
Your thoughts on Craig Robertson?
Yeah, it was good. The interception. Yeah, you know, we finished with an interception on that drive, and that's good because it's not about yards, and I know they put up a lot of yards on us. It's about points, and when you can intercept the ball in the end zone like that, you're accomplishing something that you need to get done. And it really was following up the fumble, Josh's fumble. So it's kind of like, okay, now we're back to square one. Let's keep playing. So it's a big deal.
Thank you.
he's a young guy, but he's already got a, he's shown that ability to make plays for you guys.
Yeah, he's very athletic. He's got good instincts, and he's displayed pretty good hands. So, no, he did a good job.
Did you feel like you were always one play away from either tying it up or taking the lead kind of throughout that second half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought we were ready to tie it up with the last play of the game. And I think that's a tribute to our guys. They understand what it takes to play the game 60 minutes as hard as they can. I have no problems with our guys doing that. And that's a credit to some of the guys in the locker room that helped keep it going. Now we got to play better. I mean, that's the answer. Just got to play better.
Anything else?
Did you think you mentioned that we took some steps forward tonight?
Yeah, I saw him execute some plays today better than he had in previous weeks. You know, he had some situational throws he made. I thought the throw to Greg Little was outstanding. Early in the game, they pressured us the same way on a very similar play, and he tried to check it down. Where on this one, he held it off. And then he gave us an opportunity to, you know, sometimes those full blitzes are feast or famine. We had an opportunity there to make it good for us, you know. Where early in the game, they hit us on a full blitz where, we had to kick a field goal. So that's what happens. That's what a good offense does, though, is when they come with full pressure, you make them pay. And when we make that throw and that catch, then we're becoming a better offense. And I think that's important. Yeah, he handled it fine. I thought, I didn't see anything that made me think he wasn't ready for this or he wasn't competing. Even things that didn't go well out there, he was able to come back and verbalize it to us, and it was very similar to what we saw in the pictures. So, no, I thought he did fine there.
And how about bouncing back from the tough start to that 94-yard touchdown?
He's got to keep firing, and then, you know, a good player will find his groove. And I think he was 7 for 7 in that drive. I might be wrong on that. Somebody whispered that to me. But, you know, that's good. That's good. He led a scoring drive, which you need to do. We just needed to do one more, plus one.
Also, it was pretty amazing. You can't take that for granted, can you?
No, I don't take him for granted at all. He's a big part of this football team, and he's very, very dependable. And as a coach, that's what you want in a player. Guys that are passionate, productive, and durable, and he's all those.